Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies in the upper 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Could see some isolated storms overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, decreasing clouds, upper 70s. Winds will be from the south between 5 and 10. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. And Thursday, partly sunny. Right now, it's 52.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. The newest member of the Kansas Supreme Court was sworn in yesterday. Kenyon K.J. Wall Jr. took the oath of office at the Kansas Judicial Center on Monday. Chief Justice Marla Luckert presided at the ceremony. Governor Laura Kelly appointed Wall back in March to fill a vacancy created when former Chief Justice Lawton Nuss retired in December. Freshman Kansas Representative Steve Watkins fighting to keep his seat in the state's Republican primary while facing felony criminal charges. Watkins hoped to overcome a challenge from State Treasurer Jake LaTurner in the 2nd District in eastern Kansas. LaTurner argued that Watkins was vulnerable even before the criminal charges were filed back in July. Watkins is accused of voting illegally in a 2019 Topeka City Council race. He also is accused of trying to mislead a sheriff's detective who was investigating his listing of a UPS store postal box as his residence for state voter registration purposes. Mid-America Network News.
Kansas wheat growers are reporting excellent yield results with AgriPro brand variety SY Rugged. The variety was a standout at harvest in 2020, demonstrating good tolerance to both leaf and stripe rust. SY Rugged is known for excellent drought tolerance, high yields across environments, and top test weights. Farmers looking for a wheat variety with high yield potential that stands up to drought and disease should be planting SY Rugged. Now is the time to call your local AgriPro associate. The list of AgriPro associates is available online at agriprowheat.com.
This is John Sidorik with JD Aviation Services at the Augusta Airport. There's no doubt that vehicle maintenance is important on the roadways, and proper aircraft maintenance is even more important. Since JD Aviation Services opened its doors, we've received many new customers through recommendations of current customers. So this is your formal invitation to make JD Aviation Services of Augusta your aircraft maintenance partner. Learn more at iFlyAugusta.com.
A Kansas Board of Education primary election is drawing more attention than usual after the panel voted against the governor's plan to delay the start of the school year due to the coronavirus pandemic. Three board members had been running unopposed, but the Wichita Eagle reports that the day after the board voted against Governor Laura Kelly's order, a write-in challenger joined the race. Dave Colburn, a Democrat backed by former Democratic Governor John Carlin, just needs the votes of 5% of all the registered voters in the district to appear on the November general election ballot. Tyson Foods reported stronger than expected third quarter earnings yesterday while noting that COVID-19 related costs will impact output volumes at the world's largest meat producer until at least 2021. Tyson said adjusted earnings for the third quarter came in at $1.40 per share, down 4.8% from the same period last year. Revenue fell 8% to $10 billion. Tuesday, Kansas News on the Mid-America Network.
We are all working through this difficult time together. We want you to know Blue Valley Technologies is here for you. Whether you are serving on the front lines, transitioning your business to a new norm, or studying and working from home, we are working very hard to keep our communities connected during this pandemic. Stay safe, stay healthy, and stay connected. From all your friends at Blue Valley Technologies.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Tuesday. Nebraska Governor Pete Ricketts says he remains confident that the benefits of reopening schools this fall outweigh the risks presented by the coronavirus pandemic and that he thinks students can safely return to classrooms. Ricketts said yesterday that it's important to reopen schools because of the academic, social, behavioral, and nutritional benefits of having kids in class. Ricketts and Education Commissioner Matt Blomstedt said schools across the state have developed detailed plans to keep children safe while reopening. A new survey of business leaders released yesterday suggests the economy is continuing to recover in 9 Midwestern and Plains states. Creighton University economist Ernie Goss says the economy still remains weaker than before the virus outbreak began. The overall index for the region improved to 57.4 in July from June's 50.3. Tuesday, Nebraska, Mid-America, Network News.
Make the most of summer with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales Event. With great offers on a huge selection of Ford SUVs and the largest selection of truck inventory to choose from. Get huge offers across the Ford lineup. So grab the family and head out. Ford's helping you make the most out of summer. It's easier now during the Ford Summer Sales Event. Based on 2019 calendar year total sales, based on AutoData Compact and full-size stock inventory as of June 2020. During the Ford Summer Sales Event, get 0% financing for 72 months on F-150, only at your Midwest Ford dealers. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 0% APR financing for 72 months at $1,389 per month per 1,000 financed, regardless of down payment. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 8-3-20. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Tuesday is primary election day in Kansas. Polling locations open 7 a.m. until 7 p.m. Registered voters will vote their party ballot. Photo ID is required and voters must be registered. Primary races will narrow the field for the general election in November. In the lone contested local race in Marshall County, three Republicans are vying for second district commissioner, including incumbent Tom Holley of Bremen, who is challenged by Fritz Blasky of Blue Rapids and Don King of Waterville. For District Magistrate Judge Bobby Pipia is challenging Angela Heckey on the Republican ballot. Both are from Marysville. Other final candidates not contested in the primary are Megan Voracek of Marysville for county attorney, county clerk candidate Sandy Wilson of Beatty, Democrat, and Crystal Ducey of Blue Rapids, Republican. Keith Bramhall of Vermillion is filed for 3rd District County Commissioner. Martha Roche of Beatty is for Register of Deeds. Tim Ackerman of Marysville for County Sheriff. And Jamie Yellenbecker of Marysville, County Treasurer. In Washington County, a primary runoff will be held for 2nd District Commissioner with incumbent David Wilbrandt, challenged by Joanne Degg on the Republican ballot. Both are from Washington. Non-contested candidates filed include Raleigh Hordine of Clifton for 3rd District Commissioner, Elizabeth Baskerville Hilton of Washington for County Attorney, Diane Svanda of Washington for County Clerk, Justin Cordery of Washington for Sheriff, Danae Ginneman of Hanover, County Treasurer, and Sonia Hilton of Palmer, Register of Deeds. In Nemahal County, incumbent Tim Burdick is challenged by Jason Cook of Centralia for 2nd District County Commissioner, with a winner advancing to face Greg Allen of Centralia in the general election. For 3rd District Commissioner, Dylan Keim and Bob Sextro, both of Seneca, face off in the primary, with the winner advancing to face incumbent Dennis Henry of Seneca in the general. A number of township and precinct committee positions will also be on the ballots, as well as state and federal primary races. Those state races include a pair of Republicans filed for Kansas' 106th House District, Lisa Mosier of Wheaton and John Ungerer of Marysville. That winner will face Jim Swim Jr. of Marysville in the general. Washington County voters will determine a four-year countywide 1% sales tax question that would be earmarked for road and bridge repair and maintenance. A half-cent sales tax is on the ballot in Blue Rapids that would be used to fund a new swimming pool and bathhouse. KNDY will air election updates with results three times each hour Tuesday evening, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour. The first death in Nemahal County, Kansas, due to COVID-19 was reported Monday. No other details will be released. No one in the county is currently hospitalized. 40 of 48 confirmed cases have recovered. Marshall County remains with a single active case and 7 recoveries. Just one case in Washington County thus far, and that has recovered. A spray plane crashed in Washington County Sunday morning about 5 miles south of Washington. Douglas Carthel of Hennessy, Oklahoma, lost power when his plane was heading toward a field. He attempted to land in the field and was not injured in the accident. An injury accident was reported early Sunday morning in Gage County. One person was partially trapped, another injured outside the vehicle when emergency personnel arrived on the scene east of Odell of Highway 8 and 112 intersection around 2:25 a.m. A medical helicopter from Lincoln was also called to the scene. No other immediate details available as the investigation continues. A garage fire in North Beatrice Sunday morning was reported in the alley at 1414 North 8th Street. A sport utility vehicle parked inside the two-stall garage was destroyed, and the structure was totaled. Damage estimate nearly $60,000 from the building, SUV, tools, and miscellaneous. Cause believed to have been a malfunctioning refrigerator in the garage. Officials announced Monday that the planned September stop in Marysville of the Wall That Heals Veterans Memorial will be postponed until next year. The traveling display is being suspended due to the coronavirus pandemic and threat. Wayne L. Harper, age 83, of Frankfort, passed away Wednesday. Funeral services will be held at a later date, with Kinsley Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Wayne Harper. Regina C. Kabachewski, age 100, of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Mass of Christian burial Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. John's Catholic Church, Hanover. Burial of the church cemetery. Vigil service Wednesday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 11 until 5, at the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Regina Kabachewski. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, pork tender on a bun, potato salad, and bananas and pudding. Tomorrow, Swiss steak, baby bakers, asparagus, a whole wheat roll, and mandarin oranges. KNDY News Time 7:16.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Re-elect Angela Heckey, Marshall County District Magistrate Judge. Judge Heckey has over 30 years' experience working in the criminal justice field, serving 16 years as your District Magistrate Judge. She continues to work hard to assure the citizens of Marshall County have access to a fair and impartial judiciary. She has heard over 2,100 child in need of care cases, over 3,000 criminal matters, hundreds of probate and civil action cases. She has the right kind of education and experience needed to serve the citizens of Marshall County. Vote education and experience. Vote Angela Heckey.
This is Angela R. Heckey, and I approve this message.
I am Fritz Blaske, and I am running for 2nd District County Commissioner of Marshall County. I will listen to your concerns, watch how your tax dollars are spent, and try to make the best decisions for the improvement of Marshall County. I need your vote on August the 4th. Thank you. Paid for by Fritz Blaske.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Upper-level trough remains overhead, bringing us some mild temperatures for this time of year, highs in the upper 70s through tomorrow into the lower 80s before we start to see a warm-up as we head towards the end of the week and into the weekend. Otherwise, overall dry weather, maybe some isolated storms overnight. Our next system will move in Thursday night into Friday, bringing more chances for some showers and thunderstorms. So across the area, mostly sunny, upper 70s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, partly cloudy. Isolated storms overnight in the upper 50s. Winds will be from the southeast between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, cloudy early, then decreasing clouds. We'll see highs in the upper 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, lower 60s. For Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun, highs in the mid 80s. And Thursday night, chance of storms overnight. That's a look at your local forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early August, 89. Recent record high hit 99 in 2002. The average low, 67. Our morning low, 52, was near a 51-degree low in 2017. Sunset this evening, 8:35. Sunrise in the morning at 6:28. Sunshine burning off a little morning fog. It's 52 degrees. Winds are calm. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday, the 4th of August. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
I believe we can do better for Marshall County, and I am committed to a better way. A better way of approaching the judicial system, a better way of working with families in crisis. I am Bobby Pipia, and I'm asking for your vote for District Magistrate Judge on August 4th. I'm looking forward to providing our county with consistency in the courts. As a business owner and parent and grandparent, I want to focus on our families and our communities. Your vote counts. Reserve the day, August 4th. Bobby Pipia. Thank you.
Lakers back on top, and the Marlins get ready to take the field again. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. Monday night, the Lakers and the Jazz squared off in the NBA's bubble. Anthony Davis led the Lake Show to a win and clinching of the number one seed in the Western Conference.
Here's Anthony Davis dribbling inside half court. Davis step back three-pointer, fell in a bucket.
The call on ESPN LA 710. Davis finished with 42 points, 12 boards. LeBron James chipped in 22. On the diamonds, the Mets beat the Braves 7-2, but the Braves lost pitcher Mike Soroka to a torn right Achilles tendon. Teammate Freddie Freeman.
Just was hoping it wasn't true, but kind of got the word. After that half inning, I went up into the doctor's office and kind of pretty much heard that it was a torn Achilles. So, sum it up, this night just sucks.
This is ABC Sports. After more than a week off in the pandemic, the Miami Marlins return to action today facing the Orioles following a coronavirus outbreak that sidelined 21 members. On Monday, Marlins chief exec Derek Jeter said he blames the outbreak on a false sense of security.
Guys have been going through 3 weeks of spring training, maybe 4 weeks, and everyone had tested negative. They're all together, and they had a false sense of security. So they let their guard down. And look, as an organization, we have to pay the price, bottom line. And, moving forward, obviously MLB is up the protocols and they made some changes to the protocols and we have as well. And we just can't make any mistakes.
On the ice of the NHL, the Hurricanes beat the New York Rangers 4-1 and lead that series 2-0. The Pittsburgh Penguins topped the Montreal Canadiens and tied that series at a game apiece. And the Edmonton Oilers rallied for a 6-3 win over the Blackhawks to tie that series at 1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
The city of Marysville is seeking qualified individuals and or entities interested in operating the sport and recreation programs. This will be a contract position, and a business plan is requested due by noon Wednesday, August 19th, turned into City Hall. For additional information, contact City Administrator Austin St. John.
Friends, I am Lisa Mosier, candidate for the District 106 seat in the Kansas House of Representatives. 30% of U.S. veterans live in rural communities. 68% of rural veterans are age 55 and older. Rural veterans suffer higher rates of depression, chronic disease, and physical health problems than do other rural residents. As your representative, I will espouse veterans' interests, working to reduce barriers to health care access for veterans. Thank you for your vote in the August 4th primary. This message paid for by Mosier for Kansas House, District 106, Martha Pat Brady, Treasurer.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A report out by the Office of Congressional Ethics says Representative Sanford Bishop, Georgia Democrat, may have misused campaign funds. He is chairman of the House Ag Appropriations Committee and served as a representative in Georgia since 1993. The ethics report released last week said Bishop's campaign committee, stand for Bishop for Congress, reported campaign disbursements that may not be legitimate and verifiable campaign expenditures. The report recommends further review because there's substantial reason to believe that Bishop converted campaign funds for personal use. The report includes evidence of thousands of dollars invoiced to Bishop from a Georgia golf course, along with credit card statements, travel, golf-related charges. Bishop also serves in the Financial Services and General Government Subcommittee and is Vice Chairman of Military Construction, Veterans Affairs, and Related Agency Subcommittee. In a statement, Bishop's office said they have fully cooperated with the review and are proactively reimbursed many of the charges that were identified as incorrect. An advertisement on Facebook from American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers claims the renewable fuel standard is based on outdated projections. The ad directs Facebook members to an AFPM web page critical of the RFS. The web page is part of an effort to defend small refiner exemptions. The Facebook ad follows a news release from last week on the topic. The AFPM states the limiting factor for ethanol consumption is, and has always been, the blend wall, which is a term signifying the limit of how much ethanol the fuel supply can actually handle based on fuel and vehicle infrastructure and consumer demand. The organization claims denying relief to small refiners and making the RFS mandate bigger through volume reallocation will not change the reality of the blend wall, grow in capacity of the fuel supply, or inspire more consumers to buy E15 or flex fuel. Doing so, they say, will lead to higher compliance costs and more imports of foreign biodiesel. That's Ag News from AgView.net, and I'm Ken Rogers.
Good Tuesday morning. Sam's back with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network, as well as your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Summer Harvest Updates here through the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Midwest Ford Dealers, Abilene Machine, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, and U.S. Custom Harvesters. We'll check in real quick of the last weekly harvest report from across the nation. We'll look at the hard red winter wheat report as the good weather is certainly helping the 2020 harvest along. South Dakota is about 80% complete. Harvest up in Montana, about 15% complete. Idaho around 18%, and Washington up in the Northwest, about 25% complete with favorable conditions ahead for the week. In the areas that have not been harvested, they're expecting hot and generally dry conditions within the next week, so hopefully that pace will continue on. Looking at the wheat data, the recent test data has the industry feeling, quote, pretty happy with the overall crop data as of now. Good overall test, and the 1,000 kernel weight did not change, and the protein again increased. We'll look at the week-to-week numbers. We'll first start with the protein again. Last week at 11.8%, this week at 11.9%. The moisture content also increased last week at 10.9%. Out of the 313 tested this last week, 11.1% there for the moisture. We will take a quick look at also the week-to-week numbers in terms of test weights. There's really not a whole lot of change here, as last week they're at 61.3 and 80.6, and in fact has not changed at all, as this week again at 61.3 and 80.6 on the test weights. Looking at other grade factors, including foreign material at 0.2%, the damage at 0.2% as well, the shrunken and broken at 1.3%, and the defects coming in at 1.7%. That's your latest look across the country with your latest 2020 Summer Harvest Update. Harvest updates here on the Mid-America Ag Network are brought to you by Abilene Machine, U.S. Custom Harvesters, Syngenta AgriPro Seed, and Midwest Ford Dealers. Sam Speck, Mid-America Ag Network News.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most important industry. It is agriculture. What happens when you put on a county fair and nobody comes? More about that after this.
Orion here, and if you are looking to increase your profit per acre, and who isn't these days, then I urge you to check out Flora. FLURA has cultivated premium genetic hemp strains from a company of innovators, farmers, and researchers that deliver the highest quality seeds and the infrastructure you need to support your farming operation. Call Jeffrey at 312-206-1864. Check out flora.com.
One of the big disappointments of 2020 is the impact COVID-19 has had on county and state fairs. Most have not been held, which brings up a lot of questions, including what becomes of the animals that were being raised by 4-H and FFAers to be shown at those fairs and to be auctioned off. Well, we are learning that a lot of county fairs are going the virtual route, virtually judging the animals and virtually auctioning them off. That includes the Salinas Valley Fair in California, where TJ Plue is the CEO.
The Salinas Valley Fair is in King City, California, which is in southern Monterey County. But we invite exhibitors in from Santa Cruz County, San Benito County, parts of Fresno County, and in the northern part of San Luis Obispo County. And we're on the central coast of California. But inland is the Salinas Valley, which grows the majority of our leafy green crops in the United States. So think of your lettuce, cabbage, spinach, onions, garlic, artichokes, strawberries, raspberries. So a lot of crops are grown here that people eat in their salads and eat fresh off their table.
Yeah, it is a beautiful part of the country. It's also where you have a lot of 4-H'ers and FFAers raising their livestock to show at the fair and sell at the auction.
They start raising their livestock as early as January and will bring their animals to the fair in mid-May. And we have as many as 1,000 exhibitors that come to show their rabbits, chickens, steers, heifers, goats, sheep, and pigs on a normal year.
2020 has been anything but normal, that's for sure.
Yeah.
And one of the huge disappointments has been that these young people have not been able to take their animals to the fair to show them and to sell them. You and your colleagues there have come up with a novel approach to trying to remedy that. Please tell us about that.
We worked with a company to do a virtual livestock show, which meant our exhibitors filmed themselves and their animals. And then we were able to use judges from across the country when we normally would have only used local California judges to evaluate what was our grand champion and what was the best animal. And then we worked with a company out of Hanford, California, to do an online auction.
And we'll find out how that turned out tomorrow, back after this.
We're talking today to our SkyTech pilot, Randy Prowitz. Why should producers consider using Headline Amp fungicide?
Headline Amp is going to help your crop with disease control, stress mitigation, and plant health.
And does it really make that much difference?
It really does. Fungicide shows to make a lot of difference, especially in yield.
When is the best time to apply fungicide?
The best time is at full tassel.
If they need more information, who should they contact, Randy?
They can contact any of our Farmers Cooperative Agronomy branches.
Farming America is a presentation of the Nexstar Media Group. I'm Steve Alexander.
7:30 from KNDY. 52 pleasant degrees, morning fog burning off, sunshine with a light wind. Middle 70s on tap for another great day today.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Tuesday. Big 12 schools agreed last night to play one non-conference football game this year to go along with their 9 league contests as plans for the pandemic-altered 2020 season continued to fall into place. The Big 12 University's president signed off on a 10-game schedule adjusted to deal with potential disruptions from COVID-19 that lets schools play one non-conference opponent at home. Chris Bryant homered in his return to the lineup, and Alec Mills pitched 7 effective innings, helping the Chicago Cubs beat the Royals 2-0 yesterday for the Cubs' 4th consecutive win. Javier Baez had a sacrifice fly and a nice play in the field, as NL Central leading Chicago improved to 8-2 for the first time since 2016. Up next for the Royals, game 2 of that series tonight, first pitch at 7:15. Mid-America Network Sports.
We all love to complain when the weatherman gets it wrong, but maybe we need to educate ourselves a bit first. A case in point today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, August 4th, the 217th day of the year. Former President Barack Obama has a birthday, and Billboard magazine introduced the Hot 100 music chart on this day in 1958. When the forecast gives the probability of precipitation, do you know what it means? It not only takes into account the forecaster's confidence level of rain occurring, but also the percentage of the forecast area that may be affected. In other words, if a weatherman is 100% certain of rain, but suspects only 30% of the area will be affected, the probability is reported as 30%. But there's more. By traveling from place to place, we increase our own chances of getting wet, like buying multiple lottery tickets. That's one factor the weatherman has no control over. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
Hello, I am State Representative Don Heineman. I am supporting John Unger's candidacy for the Kansas House of Representatives because I believe he is the best candidate to represent the 106th District in Topeka. During my time as Kansas House Majority Leader, I always appreciated those members who diligently study the issues. I appreciated members who have deep roots in their community. You can be assured that when he gets there, he will not be beholden to well-funded special interest groups because he knows he doesn't represent them. Instead, he will answer to you.
Paid for by John L. Unger for State Representative Kathleen M. Unger, Treasurer.
Tune for election results three times each hour, beginning in the 9 o'clock hour this evening on KNDY and a service of the Citizen State Banks.
KNDY. Yeah.